Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Another homie feeling like the world coming down on me. Gotta pull together, I'ma push through. Gotta press on, that's what I'ma do. I'm a big strong-minded fella too. Face a big storm with a look anew. No life jacking in my nose running. This is life practice, I'ma grow from it. If I lose weight and got no money, still I'm on top cause it's grace on me. My inheritance is bigger than anything I can spend in my name on it. Plus I'm blood-bought, justified. Salvation is the reason I'm alive. Salvation is the reason I'm arrived. It's God or nothing, baby, do or die. Nothing can fade me long as the inside. And I'm killing the flesh, call it suicide. So I'm earning my crown, earning my stripes. God got me some wings, one day I'ma fly. So no matter the test, no matter the trial, the valley, the hill, or the mountain climb, I'ma push through like that last rep on that bench press. Cause I got to, and I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it, I want it. You said it'll give it back to me, press down and I want it. Shaking together, running down and I want it. Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Look, necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy. Create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary. Fighting till they put me in a cemetery. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word like my feet on top of a dictionary. I need something that's beyond the commentary. Give me revelation, that's how I'ma stand. Without a spirit, I'm just a man like the walking dead. Call it body bag, but I'm moving on and got a lot of gas. Staying strong like I'm Kali Muscle. Staying in his presence where the power at. Seeking what is with us on my knees and knuckles. He's the one I'm calling on when I'm in trouble. And he give me power when I'm facing struggles. He was calling me a king when I was nothing. And he also see me clean when I was dead. And man, I hold it to him. You might not understand it, but I promise I hold it to him. And I'ma prove it through my life that God is ruler. Man, I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it, I want it. You said it'll give it back to me, press down and I want it. Shaking together, running down and I want it. Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta wipe down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said it'll give it back to me, press down and I want it. Shaking together, running down and I want it. Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy, create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up is not in my itinerary, 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 giving up is not in my itinerary. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word. There might be no type of a dictionary, giving up is not in my itinerary. Resurrected, resurrected, brought to perfection, resurrected, I've been resurrected,
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org. All right. God bless you. Good afternoon. I pray all is well with everyone. This is Pastor Rod broadcasting live. I'm in Mobile, Alabama at Teller Park on Baltimore Street in Mobile. So come on out. We are doing it live for Never Give Up Workshop. It's for our youth and young people. So if you're in the area, come on by, stop by and just, give a shout out. So we got some people that we're going to be, interviewing today, talking to. So 858-357-9137. The phone lines are always open for you. So I'm going to step up and move aside, open up a microphone. You know, it's very seldom that I'm out in the public out here. It's time to get in these streets. But it's time to turn this microphone on to our first guest. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you today?
Hello. I'm so good today. How
That's
are you?
Good. I'm great. Why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Okay, y'all. I'm Claudasia Tone Woods. I am the founder and CEO of Push by Tone LLC. I am a five-figure content creator and a content creator coach, a singer, a makeup artist, and I also do fashion design.
So, wait a minute. Did y'all hear that lineup? She got so much going on. So, let's talk about the first thing that you say. So, let me ask you this. Being a young lady out here in the business in this world today, give a pointer to everyone. You got a lot of businesses going on. I'm looking at your work here. A designer, makeup artist, so much going on, touched by Tone. And how do you find time and how hard is it to manage this? Because young people need to know this.
Well, for starters, I've always been creative. So Touched by Tone makeup artistry came to pass. I always, like I said, I was very creative and I wanted to do so much. I always have different ideas. So I just try to invest my time into doing things to make me a better person, like doing makeup, being a content creator, doing positive things to show my personality.
Okay. So tell me, how long have you been in the business? How long have you been out here doing this?
I have been in business for 12 years.
12 years?
12 years.
So, you're not supposed to ask a woman how old they are. How old are you? Tell me about 12 years.
I am 22 years young.
22 years?
22 years
And young. You out here grinding like that?
And I am.
So, what prompts you to get started at this such a young age,
Really, I was just creative. I always had an artistic mindset, so I like to paint. When I found out you could put makeup on a face and paint, I was like, oh, yeah, this is all me. So it streamed from just doing makeup to making clothes and being content in my content and expressing, hey, I'm not just this person who people may think I am. I'm so much more than it, and I'm all who God says I am.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Standing on content. I'm looking at this right here. So what is that all about?
Standing on content, it's not only just about content creation and recording your lifestyle. I coach others to be content in not only your content, but be content in you. Like, my brand is literally my name, Touched by Tone. My name is Claudasia Tone Woods. I'm my dad's only junior out of all his boys. So I want to promote a positive impact for my nieces, my nephews, people that don't know me around the world, my community, people that may have witnessed me in a light where I may have not been somebody for them, or, somebody who might have took the wrong image of me. Mm-hmm. I am who God says I am. I'm living in my purpose. I'm being that good and faithful servant that he want me to be. So I just try to be that light and let it shine.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good because, one thing about it in today's society and world that we live in, you don't see a lot of young people that are grinding like that and doing, what is needed because, God told us to train up a child in the way he should go when he's older and not mm-hmm. depart from it. So, we had a conversation the other week with some young people. And the unfortunate thing is that what we are putting in front of our young people is the reason why they're going down that path. Because we are training them to do negative things mm-hmm. instead of positive things. So when you see these things going on and where you are today, what advice would you give our young people as far as the things that they have to deal with in society mm-hmm. and how to focus on being content within themselves?
So my biggest thing would be it's okay to be different. It's okay to be that outcast. I was bullied for being fat. That's obvious, but it's nothing wrong with being different. you know, your struggle is what makes you relatable. Take your pain and make it purpose. You know, take it and do something positive with it. You don't have to be who everybody else says you are. Know who God commanded you to be. Know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Know the things that he already said about you in his word. And once you figure that out, you just crack the key to the whole life. That's
wow.
it.
Wow. And you saying that is awesome. The unfortunate thing is that a lot of our young people today mm-hmm. are not being exposed to the true and living God.
Right.
To who God is and what their purpose is. So when it comes to purpose, we have a podcast called The Special Assignment that we do on Mondays. And it's really all about, you know, finding your purpose, grasping onto your identity. We all go through a dark period in life. We all run in the world at certain points. But let me ask you something. When it comes to that, being in the world we are today, mm-hmm. what advice, and I'm talking for my young ladies right now, because mm-hmm. our young ladies are pulled in a different area today.
Yeah.
So many negative things are being put upon them. And I'm just talking about my young ladies right now. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them that have a dream, that have ambition, mm-hmm. but don't have that support?
They don't have that support?
Yeah.
Listen, you got to stop waiting on the opportunity, baby girl, and create your own. Because, first of all, you are already a woman. You are already held to a standard.
Mm.
You are already in a world that is dominantly for a man.
Oh.
Create your own lane. And start somewhere. You know, you don't always need that push. Because if you always went on the push, you'll never get started. And as a woman, you want to have some substance to yourself. Have a foundation about yourself. Be that strong and courageous woman. You know, don't just be no typical woman out here that's just okay with anything and everything. If you don't like something, speak up about it. How can you better yourself today? And I would say at the end of every day, always ask yourself, what did I do today that affected me positively that I can learn from and grow from tomorrow?
Hmm. That's good. That's good. So with that being said, being a young lady, give something to our young men.
To the young men, take initiative. Be a leader. You know, set the tone. You don't have to be just like every other statistic, you know, like I said, stand out. That is my brand. Be you, stay true, and you never become a loser until you become a quitter. Don't quit on yourself. Show up for yourself daily. Discipline over consistency. I'm going to say it again. Show up for yourself daily because without God, you are the only person that has your back. Mama can't do it for you. Daddy can't do it for you. You got to get up every day and do it for yourself. And as a man, like I said, take the initiative, create your own opportunity, and be the man that God destined you to be. I'm proud of you, black man. Whatever man you are, I'm proud of you.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Because one thing about it is that you saying that,
mm-hmm.
a lot of young men, and I'm going to say a lot of young black men,
mm-hmm.
don't get that positive push.
Yeah.
You know, that strong support that's needed. Even at my age right now, growing mm-hmm. up, you know, it wasn't always out there. But when I was growing up, you know, if I got in trouble in the neighborhood, Miss Jackson down the street or Miss Robinson across the street, you know, uh-huh. they was on you.
Yeah.
They ain't play that. And when you heard that buzz on the street lights at night,
mm-hmm.
before they come on,
time to go.
It's time to go.
Time to go.
That initiative is not enforced today.
Yeah.
So it puts a lot of bad taste in mouths. And the unfortunate thing, a lot of young people get blamed for things that are not their fault.
Mm-hmm. Because what would they talk?
Exactly.
The example had to start somewhere.
It had to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we have to stop blaming our youth, because if we constantly blaming our youth, we're not giving them the initiative to want to move forward
right.
in a positive light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's nice to meet you and very proud
Thanks.
Of what you're doing. This is awesome right here.
Thank
I
you.
Want to get a chance to talk to you before you leave and get some information. Love to have you back on the podcast.
Definitely.
And come on and do what you do.
Are you based in Mobile?
Yes, I am now.
Okay,
yes,
then.
I am.
Yeah, we'll definitely get together.
Yes. So any final words to your people, how they get in contact with you and everything? Get that to them for me, please.
Yeah, so y'all can find me on everywhere, all social media platforms at Clyde Tone. My music is Tone Official on all platforms. If you don't take anything else from me, show up for yourself daily. It's okay to be different. And if you don't start now, when will you start?
That's good.
That's all.
That's good. That's good. Thank you so much, Ms. Tone, and looking forward to having you back on here. Y'all check her out. We'll have more information coming up on the podcast. I'll be giving out information on her all this week, and you'll be able to get in touch with her. You're listening to Breaking Chains. We're live at Baltimore Park right here in Mobile, Alabama, Taylor Park on Baltimore Street. The Never Give Up Youth Workshop. Come on, get involved, 858-357-9137. Looking to hear from you. Take those shackles off, YET Radio.
Get back on it now. Yeah. 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 I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Finna bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent this pain like a crib going seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us, they looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up, and I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in, cause he saved me from sin, and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up, and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no,
no.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no,
no.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no,
no.
Not even no devil's gonna be in down,
no, no.
Yeah,
oh.
Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Shackles on me now.
You ain't
no,
me.
Yeah.
You ain't
go. If you're free, put your hands up.
Put 'em up.
Yeah, put your hands up.
Oh.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up.
Woo.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up.
Go.
If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down.
No, no, no.
Cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles turning me down. No, no. No shackles holding me down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down. No.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
All right, all right, all right. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome back. It's Breaking Chains, the podcast. We are live at Taylor Park in Mobile, Alabama on Baltimore Street at the Never Give Up Youth Workshop. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Broadcasting live. Man, I tell you, it's awesome. Saturday, Sabbath day, and I am live on the scene. So I got my next special guest coming up now. We are here, and I got some of our vendors. And good afternoon, everybody.
Hey,
introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Carla Walker.
And I'm Jagger William.
All right. So what's the name of your organization?
We are the Advisors of Disruption. It's a co-ed service organization made up of youth through 8th through 12th grade and various schools throughout Mobile County.
Okay. So what do you do?
Okay, we do pretty much a little bit of everything.
Okay.
But we're primarily a community service-based organization.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes this difference is not only that we're co-ed, but our members are made up of children of all different backgrounds, all different areas of the community. Our children are in grades 8 through 12th grade, and we also have an active alumni chapter as well with people who have graduated and decided to come back. We're community service based, which means we emphasize community service, and we emphasize being of service to the community, being of service to the community that has given back to you. So we specialize in food drives and clothing drives and community cleanups and just pretty much any way that we can have the kids out in the community giving back. Yeah, so.
Wow. So everything that you just named is stuff that is needed everywhere. Y'all don't have these bases anywhere?
No.
Y'all not set up everywhere?
No, wow. Not yet. Woo. Actually, my daughter and her best friend started this when she was in eighth grade.
What? Yeah. Hold on. Back up. Your daughter started this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely just, I got rigged into it, mm-hmm. You know, just being a mama. That is primarily my goal here. I'm just a mama. My daughter and her best friend, they came to me and they was like, hey, we want to do a service group or whatever. And I was like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. You know, I didn't think it was going to go any further. We started with 2 kids. 2 went to 5. 5 went to 11. And 8 years later, we're here, and we will be introducing our almost 600 member.
Yep. What a blessing.
June. Yeah. And I was doing it all by myself, and then Jay came along to help me because he saw I was barely hanging in there. So it's just the two of us, and we've gone through 600 children in 8 years.
Wow. Wow, that is a blessing. Just you saying that your daughter started just blew my mind.
Because
the thing about it is that, you know, we don't have a lot of young people that have that initiative to want to get out and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
She was kind of just used to doing community service because I'm always somewhere doing something.
Right. That's
so
right.
She saw that there was a need in the community for it. Right. There are a lot of organizations that, you know, were for kids, but they were for certain kids,
mm-hmm.
a certain grade levels,
mm-hmm.
or certain
mm-hmm.
grade point averages and financial backgrounds and things like this. And she just wanted something that everybody could do despite any, you know, adversities that they may have faced. So she wanted something to disrupt, you know, the status quo, disrupts, you know, negative perceptions and things that people had about teenagers. So she's like, Mom, I don't want any limitations on, you know, the kids, if they've been in trouble before, let's give them an opportunity to do something different. If their grades aren't the best, let's give them an opportunity to get exposed to different things. So that's where disruption comes in. Okay.
Wow.
she basically covered it that night. Like she said, I mean, I came along. My cousin was part of the first group, and she was telling me about that Miss Carla needed some help. So I came along. And I started helping. I tried to leave after the first line, but she told me I had to stay. But ever since then, I mean, we've been holding on. Like Carla said, we do a lot of different things. We'd have been, these kids have been exposed to stuff that I was never even exposed
wow.
to, you know. And I just be like, y'all are blessed. I'm blessed to even be a part of it with y'all. So I just look at it every day as a continuing thing, and I learn from them, they learn from me, and that's all I ask them, to try to do their best. That's the
that's
main
right.
thing I try to do for them, is try
that's
to
right.
do their best.
If
that's
you right. start off and you had these, hey, if you're ready to progress and get C's, we're proud of that. We celebrate every accomplishment. I tell the kids, if you win a checkers game, let me know.
Yeah.
And we're there to celebrate,
right.
you know, and to just help them. And I was just telling them how proud I am of the kids and how they've transformed. We've had some troubled kids come through our program
yes.
before.
Mm-hmm.
And the young lady over there, she was telling the kids how horrible she used to be and things. And when we give them a chance to change and not just judge them based
that's
on
right.
what they did, I'm like, you're 13,
right.
you're 14. You shouldn't be based on and excluded from participation in things based on decisions you're making at 13
that's
or 14.
Right. That's right.
So we give them those opportunities. We expose them to different things. We take them out of town. We try to go on college tours. We just do a variety of things to
awesome.
Expose them
wow.
to different things. Because, you know, I grew up as a girl in Pritchard, and I went to Mobile County Training School, and I went to Vigor, so there were a lot of things that I was seeing for the first time as an adult that
mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would have exposed to me back
exactly.
when I was 13 and 14.
Right.
So my daughter had those experiences, and she wanted to pass that along to other kids. She felt like, you know, being this girl in the same classroom, I'm no better than her, you know, why can't she do the things that I do? So that's what we're here for, with disrupting, a positive disruption.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. Wow. So when you say the number of youth that have come through the organization, so once they come through, is it open to everyone?
Disruption is open to everyone. Our stipulation is you have to be willing to progress. You have to be willing to make some change in your life, and you have to commit to doing community service. You get yourself into the organization, and if you choose to not do community service and things like that, that's how you get yourself out.
Right.
We allow everybody to have an opportunity. Everybody can be of some service, you know, no matter what background you come from.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to make sure our kids know that. So we've had kids that started out very troubled, kicked out of school,
yeah.
just all kind of different things. And we had a girl yesterday, she got kicked out of school. She graduated yesterday from the fire department. She's a firefighter now. And, you know, had someone give up on her then and just said, hey, you
exactly.
had to stay in this place. You're labeled as this type of person. You know, she wouldn't have had that exposure to go further and do something else. So that's
right.
what we're here for. We're for that.
Wow.
That segment of kids that people forget about. We won't, you know, send them
that's
on
right.
up.
Wow. That's awesome. So how long you been with the organization, man? You say, ooh, so it's been a minute, huh?
Yeah. I've been there basically since they started. I came, like, they was already started in 2016. So I came, like, December 2016.
Okay, okay.
I crossed over with Beijing. The first line, I hit the first line crossover in February of 2017.
Right.
So ever since 20 December, I've been with them. I moved down here from Greensboro, Alabama. I'm not from
okay.
Mobile.
Okay.
I moved down here for school. I'm a graduate from Bishop with my educational degree. And like I said, I was just here to help out one time. I'm like, I didn't want to expect to stay. But as I say, I mean, I feel like the kids really learn a lot from me, and I learn a lot from them.
Right.
And like Carla was saying, down in the country from Greensboro, I didn't want to expose to none of this stuff.
Right, right, right.
So learned a lot of different things. And even me, like Carla said, learning as an adult, it was just like, I ain't know nothing about this, especially like school-wise stuff, because my school was so, like I said, country, it was like only 25 of us in a class,
mm-hmm.
so going from here, like, I got you, we have 300 people,
yeah.
25, I'm like, and then learning different things, you know, opportunities, I try to get it back, take it back home to my niece, disruption does influence me a lot to give my stuff back at home to my niece and my little cousin,
mm-hmm.
they're both in the same grade, so being here has really been truly a blessing, I say
awesome.
That much. And me and Carla, she has really been helping me out a lot, and she's really good with the youth. And she's been nothing but a good friend this whole time. So I do appreciate it. And work with the kids, they've been nothing but a delight as well.
Man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And the thing about it is that we have so much going on with our young people today. Mm-hmm. So much. And something that I've always had a problem with is that everyone wants to blame our young people. Mm-hmm. And you can't blame a child for something the scripture does say, train up a child in ways to go, and when he's older, will not depart from it. So if we are training them to be thugs, mm-hmm. want to be gangsters, mm-hmm. letting them imitate music, artists, mm-hmm. and all these things, and not being told the truth mm-hmm. about what they see. Because, see, the truth ain't what you just actually see.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I see you, but mm-hmm. God only knows your heart.
Exactly.
But then people know your heart, too, because it's going to exhibit how you carry yourself and how you act and treat people.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give? And I'm going to start with you, sir. What advice would you give our young men today, and not just the young men, but just men as a whole? Because as a man myself, I'm 55 years old, and when I look out here today, I see men my age trying to be young, trying to be like they son, trying to be his best friend. My son know I ain't his best friend. My daughter know I ain't her best friend. I'm your daddy, and I don't play that. We ain't finna hang out, party, drink, smoke, dance. We can play and dance, but we ain't finna be like partners.
Yeah.
What'd that look like?
Yeah.
So what would you say to our young men out here that are still trying to find their identity? Because a lot of them don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them? You know? Just from you, what you say, growing up in the country.
Yeah.
Coming to the country. A country city.
Country.
Let me say a country city.
Yeah, bigger country.
Yeah. What would you say? Because, you know, when you're not exposed to a lot of things, you know, like you say, we saw a lot of things. We got grown and be like, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
I just say each day is a learning experience. It's gonna still take you a while to learn yourself. Me at 30, I'm still learning things about myself each and every day. You're not gonna be perfect.
That's right.
Don't expect perfection. Just continue to be you. Don't let nobody ruin you. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do.
That's right.
Don't follow in your own footsteps. And believe in yourself. You know, there's a lot of people that have not enough confidence to believe into themselves. They always want to look down. You know, be like, well, this person has this. I want to get where they are. Don't worry about the next. Worry about yourself. So when you focus more on yourself, I promise you at the end it's going to be better. Because I was that person that looked at other people and be like, well, I want to do this. I want to do that. No. Find out what's your path and figure out your path and your own way to learn to what you want to do. And be you. At the end of the day, be you. Don't worry about everybody else is doing. Be yourself.
That's
what I can really give. You know, just how, like I said, each and every day I'm still learning. Even work with the youth, I'm trying to learn this youth way from when I was growing up to what they doing
exactly.
Now. It's like, it's a different ball game.
Night and day.
Like I said, my parents said, that's what y'all do. I wouldn't dare do it. My mom, I still tell my mom to this day. Okay, I tell them all the time. She knows. She be talking, I'm going to call your mama. Please don't call her. And that's one person I don't play with.
Leave mama out of
right.
This.
Right, leave them out of this.
I'm telling you not to stop talking about mama, but leave mama out of this.
Yeah. Like, you know, so, you know, it's just, it's a learning experience every day. You ain't going to be perfect. You're going to still learn
right.
Every day. So don't be trying to think you're going to have it all. You're not going to have it all right
that's
now.
That's right.
Just take
that's
it day
right.
By day.
That's right. That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good advice right there.
Yes, sir.
I hope y'all listening out there. Your turn, man. What would you say to our young people? Y'all around them every day. And some are not listening.
They know.
We could say, I tell everybody, just because you tell me that you hear me,
mm-hmm.
God bless you with two ears. So I know you hear me, but are you listening?
I think one of the things that, one of the most important things to understand as kids is that we as adults have to learn how to talk to them, how to reach them, how to interact with them, how to engage with them. We are so reactive here in this city when something happens. Where are the youth leaders? Where is this? Where is that? And these people exist. You know, we got to put support and resources into these programs. And the programs that do exist, we've got to come from behind you know, walls and this and that. We need to get to the kids that we're afraid of. You need to get to the kids that need this information. We need to get to the kids that need to see and hear these things. You don't know many how, you know, how many stop the violence and these types of events we go to, and there are no teenagers there. You know, we need to go into their communities, figure out their language, go talk to some of these kids that we're so afraid of, because we can't solve their problems. You know, we're 80s babies. We didn't have these problems. So I can't tell you about, you know, how to just fight after school in the field and go back to school the next day. They're in a total different, you know, world than we grew up in. So we got to get some, we got to build up some leaders within these kids and talk to them and let them figure out what we can do to help them. So definitely just, I want the kids to just try to find an adult or somebody that they can talk to and just be honest with about things, because none of this cycle of violence and stuff is going to stop until the generation that's actually doing it is, you know, impacted and wants to change. Us 80s babies, we want them to change all day, but yeah, we don't speak their language. So yeah, we need some translation there.
And you said something. I was about to let y'all get up. See, you started something. Now, see, you made a statement, and it's something that I talk about all the time, and they get upset with me because they wonder why I get upset with them. Because, listen, God said we the church. It ain't the building.
Exactly.
It's us. So if we're the church, how is it that we expect them to come to the building that's been lied to me all my life? That's church. So I got old enough to study for myself. I found out that, guess what? God's spirit live in me. He said, I'm the temple. So if the children are not going to come to us,
we have to go to them.
Why do you think we're afraid to go to them?
Fear. We're,
So hold on. You said fear. So that God's got to say a lot about who you are as a Christian, because God said, I ain't give you the spirit of fear.
Exactly.
So who are you fooling?
Exactly. Like I said, it's just easy to talk at the kids and talk at solutions instead of going out there putting yourself out there and being a part
of
the solution. And we've got to get past that. We got to get beyond it, and we got to get to the kids that actually need the help. You know, we can't just keep focusing on, oh, this kid has a 4.0 and this kid is going to college. That's great. I'm so happy for that kid. But this kid over here that's not eating when he goes home, he doesn't have power at home, he got a rob somebody. Let's go over here and talk to him and see what we can do to help him. But we're pouring resources into the one who was going to college anyway, the one who got the two-parent household and the private school and all that. That's great. I don't want to take nothing from that kid, but I can't forget about this kid over here. You know, so that's what I want people to do, to reach out to
them. You had to pull up from this microphone because she's about to start something over here.
Yeah, I'm hoping somebody hears it and just, you know, that kid that you're afraid of, or that kid that you, whatever, that's the kid that needs you. Like, that's the kid that just speak. Hey, how you doing, baby? Have a good day. You know, they need that.
And I say, and working with, like, what I call it, the kid, we have those type of kids, working with them. They actually aren't as bad as people think they are.
They're not.
They ain't even nobody to be scared of. They just need somebody to talk to.
Come on now.
So talking to a lot of them, and then being in this group where as we work with them, we have different opportunities and leadership spot for them. Just a little simple sum, it changes them. It'd be like, I just have an opportunity to hear to do something. I know I can go out here and do it as well.
That's right.
And I'd be so happy. I'd just be like, that's all I wanted for you.
Yes, indeed. Let's see that. And that's something, because, you know, when I told some people that I was coming here this morning, and I got a comment like, ooh.
Over there?
Over there?
Yeah.
Why they go over there? What you mean?
Because that's exactly where I want to be. We going to Alabama Village. We going to Boston.
That's where we supposed to go.
I'm going where the kids are that need my help.
They there.
And God got my back. So
exactly. It don't matter where you go. He going to be there anyway.
Like I said, 8 years in it, nobody's ever heard us. Nobody's whatever. But we've seen the change and growth in these kids. And I'm just proud to, you know, be a part of it.
Now, see, with you even saying that, 8 years, nobody heard it. You know what? Because it's not about you.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about you.
Never about it.
It's about your purpose. And what you're calling.
Thank
He called you and anointed you to take care of these children. So he gets the glory, because out of all those children, look how many are turning their lives around. Because they come through your life.
When
come
he said that about the calling part, I was telling him back before any of this was even thought of. I was in high school and I was graduating, going to college, and I wanted to be a lawyer. And the pastor called me up to the altar, and he was like, "God gave me a message for you." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah." And he was like, "The Lord told me to tell you that He's using you. Your purpose is going to be helping children. God is going to use you to save the lives of children." And I'm like, "No, God has been talking to the lady behind me because I don't like children, and I'm like, I'm not going to work with children. I'm going to be a lawyer." And he was like, "No, the Lord told me your calling is children, and you're going to be here to save children. You're going to change the lives of children." And I'm like, "Okay, Mom, I'm ready to go. This man just talked, you know, give us $20 and we go." And I was like, "He don't know what he's talking about." And ever since that day, when I left out of church, I tell him, "All I've done is work with kids." And everywhere I go, everybody tells me, "You got to give. Your thing is children. The children love you." And I'm like, you know, it really did come full circle. And so here we are, 23 years later, I'm still working with children.
That's
so I'm like, "Okay, God, I got it. That's what I'm supposed to do, work with folks too."
Isn't that
okay.
Something?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I tell people, we put ourselves in the mind of a coyote and roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
We always running from God.
Yep.
Yeah. And coyote always got caught in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A block, a truck, or someone hit him and slow him down one.
Every time I see him, he's like, "You still working with kids?" I'm like, "Yes, sir." He's like, "I know."
So, you know, and we all go through something, because when you get that calling, God has anointed you for something. And when you feel it in the beginning, we do avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
I did too. I've been doing this now 28 years in this ministry. And a lot of people don't even know that I do it. But we done traveled and did stuff, man, and it's all about giving God glory. God says just one soul, just one, return to Him, all of heaven rejoice. Don't you know I want that? All of heaven is rejoicing for what y'all are doing. That's a blessing. So
it's frustrating,
and the funny part about it ain't gonna stop being frustrating.
Oh, no.
It's gonna get worse before it gets better. We won't see a better day until He returns, because based on His word, it's going to get worse. But we have to continue to do what we called to do. So God bless y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody that's listening, I'll have the information to be coming on the podcast. I have all the information to give out on the air after today. So be listening and you'll hear more about it. Got children down in this area, please feel free to look
send
us up. Send them in, all right? God bless
thank
y'all.
You.
And thank you so much for being on the air with
thank
us today.
You.
All right? Hey, it's Pastor Rod with Breaking Chains right here in Mobile, Alabama, the Never Give Up Youth Workshop right here at Teller Park on Baltimore Street. You come on out, 858-357-9137. It's YAT, Breaking Chains.
Yeah. Pay attention to everybody.
Never wear a spot, ain't even the details. So I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details. Enemy fly, wanna tilt scale, see me fail. God got me aimed on the right track, so I want the rail. I'm coming by the range, I'm so fly, I ain't gonna hell. Yeah, yeah, girl, so fly, I ain't gonna hell. And I say to give a move to fail. Yeah, 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 that way. Somebody wake me up from this nightmare, cause all I see on these social sites is a pocket of pictures of females that twerk too for a cheap price. Little dudes, they tone guns, wanna be a thug, so you a killer, right? Showing love, get you killed tonight. Showing money, get a lot of life. That's Instagram fame overnight. I'ma leave a lie, I'm just telling you. The devil's in the details, too much television and radio. Nonsense on YouTube that despise you like the king of Jews when you set the standard for being right. A J. Cole world out here and without Christ. Get a life, ain't think twice when I wrote this. Hope all the little kids quote this. Blind eyes being open, no optical illusion, we focus. What they talking about is that I'm preaching. Never finna be speaking, no deacon. And I'm saying not just on the weekend. Devil wears Prada, and he's in the details. So I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details. Enemy fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me aimed on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm coming by the angel. I ain't gonna hell, yeah, yeah, yeah. Girls on fly, I ain't gonna hell. And I say to
I got a purpose. And it don't matter what I gotta go through, I know that it's worth it. I spit my experiences, blood and sweat and tears over these verses. Dwelling out water, so I know I got a lot to work with. Whole lot to work with. Putting on the devil like I'm serving on him. So take some proper, close the curtains on him. And I ain't acting like I'm perfect on him. Cause I got problems, but I'm working on him. This is a daily walk, yeah, yeah, a daily walk. People expecting the babes to walk and make mature decisions, that's crazy talk. Big brother and I, and I show compassion to the living, not to try to make it happen. With love and kindness we draw, so we can pass them. The least among us is watching your reaction.
Yeah,
you listen to this chorus and you thinking it's about fashion. Come follow me deeper in that water under the rabbit. Pay attention to the detail. A lot of times we fail, need to repent and then bounce back. Back on the scene like a resale. See, all things work together for good to prevail. But we gotta let go of that sin, cause it's stinking, it's nonsense like a piecemeal.
Devil will cry, and he's in the details. So I rock the side sheet and pay attention to the details. Enemy, he fly, wanna tilt the scale, his beanie fans. God got me angry, on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm covered by the stains, I'm so fly, I ain't gonna hell.
Bosses ain't gotta brag about it. Gangsters don't have to advertise. Christians, man, we just walk it out. Niggas see the difference off in our lives. I mess up, gon' get penalized. Cause my big bro, he been alive. What he did for me on Calvary, man, that's history. No archives, I got the Holy Spirit, so I ain't tongue-tied. I'ma finish the race, and I don't get tired. And it's still death to religion. You believe that, you forgive it. Said it's all about that relationship. He created it in the beginning. And I refuse to let this go to waste. Had to get a taste of the grace. And all dogs on the but that's why he's so worthy. I can sound like Abraham, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Without money, I'm still something, but without God, I'm nothing. See the enemy round the corner, put a pressure on the phone. I'm plugged into the bus, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma run the kingdom till I go west. They gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah, I'm plugged into the bus, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma run the kingdom till I go west. They gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah.
Devil will cry, and he's in the details. So I rock the side sheet and pay attention to the details. Enemy fly, wanna tilt scale and see me fail. God got me aimed on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm covered by the stains, I'm so fly, I ain't gonna hell.
Listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. That's my big brother, Dre Williams, tightspots.org. Check him out. He'll do all your voice work for you. What's going on? Pastor Rod hanging out with you. I'm at Taylor Park on Baltimore Street in Mobile, Alabama. It's a Never Give Up Youth Workshop, and I'm telling you, man, I'm having a great time. So I'm putting up our next guest for the afternoon. Good afternoon, ma'am. Introduce yourself to the people.
I'm Ashton Vaughn, and I'm a 14-year-old nail tech.
Did y'all hear that? She's a 14-year-old nail tech, and she's rich. She making money. Don't y'all tell her I'm telling you this, though. Oh, she may hurt me. So tell us about a little bit about yourself. What school do you go to?
I go to Barton Academy. I'm in the eighth grade. That's about it. I attend Most Pure Heart of Mary Church. And, yeah.
Most Pure Heart of Mary. Wow. I went to Heart of Mary. I'm older, but, you know, you're looking like he old. Yeah, I went to Heart of Mary. Heart of Mary, I went to Heart of Mary from kindergarten to eighth grade. And that's something. So, you go to Barton Academy. So, when I was growing up, Barton Academy was not a school. Okay. Barton Academy was the headquarters for the school board. So what type of classes and what type of school is Barton Academy now?
Barton Academy is a really good school. You have, like, a lot of opportunities as far as art, music. It's a very good environment to work in. They have great staff. And it's a very good place to, like, send your kids because it's small, so it's comfortable, and everybody knows each other. And it's just a good environment to be in, going there.
So do you have special electives or classes that you get to choose to take there, or how does that work?
Barton Academy, they offer things like robotics. It's a science program called STECME, and then they're really good when it comes to music, like state competitions and stuff like that, and they do a lot of art competitions. So their electives, it really just depends on what you want to do.
Okay. Really? Mm-hmm. So what are you choosing down there? What are you taking up?
Right now, instead of doing the elective, I'm doing biology, so I can get that out the way for when I go to high school next year. So I didn't really take the elective this year.
Okay. So what do you want to do when you graduate high school? What do you want to do with your life? What's your plan?
I want to go to school to get a business license. I don't want to have to work for anybody, so I want to get a business license so I can be doing multiple things on my own and having my own income.
So what type of business besides professional nail tech, sure, but what are your goals?
I wanted to do things like flip houses and own things like Airbnbs and rental properties. That's something I've been interested in a lot lately.
Wow.
And just different things like that.
That's good. So, now that I know that you are a rich entrepreneur, so let me ask you something. Let's get deep with this conversation. With all the things that are going on in society today with our young people, where would you start if you're talking to me now? What would you want me to know about the situation that's going on with our young people from someone that's sitting here listening to you?
I think the situation with the young people is a lot of them don't have the encouragement that they feel like they need to do things, so they involve themselves in the wrong stuff, and that puts us in a lot of the problems we're in now, because they need more people going around encouraging them and showing them more opportunities, because a lot of them, they don't see opportunities, because school can only show you so much, so there has to be people, like, on the outside to go show them you can do stuff like this, you don't have to do this, like, they just need more, I guess you could say, mentorship, because I think that's part of the problem. There's not a lot, well, there's a lot, but, like, a lot of people aren't going and looking for it. More people need it to come to them so they can know, like, yeah, I have this opportunity.
So when you say, and that's something the lady and the gentleman just left. So when you say come to them, so explain that, because see, I think some of our adults need to hear that right there.
I think it's more so like when you see kids just talking to them, saying, hey, like, what do you do and stuff like this, and like going to more schools and having more events that people can go to, and just making more like opportunities for people to come see their options and stuff they can do. You have to go looking for them. So like doing things like during the summertime, like going to summer camps, you know, stuff like that. You just have to make yourself available for them to see what they can be doing right now.
Do you feel that where you are here in Mobile, Alabama, that there are enough opportunities for young people to stay away from bad to do good things?
There are. You just have to be willing to take them. And a lot of people aren't willing to take the opportunities because they're so caught up in what they have going on within themselves. So they're not willing to take them, but there are plenty of opportunities that they can take as of right now. Like, it's a lot of stuff people could be doing instead of what they are doing. But a lot of people also aren't willing to take those opportunities.
So you don't feel like there are enough of us adults that are taking those opportunities and risk with our young people and even some of their own children?
No, I don't think there's enough.
Wow. So what do we need to do?
A lot of parents, I feel like it starts at home. So a lot of parents need to be more supportive when their kids tell them that they want to do certain things. You can't say just because they're young, you don't think they're going to follow through with it or whatever. You just have to trust in them and trust that they'll do the right thing with the stuff you give them to learn with. Like, because when I said I wanted to do nails, my my dad, he wasn't sure because he was like, he thought I would start it and not like pursue it. But I just feel like you have to trust them and trust that they're going to do the right thing with the opportunity and stuff you give them. Because, and then at the end of the day, we're young, so I feel like we should have time to go through trial and error. We shouldn't have to pick one thing and stick to it forever, because while we're young, we need to take all the time we can to figure out what we want to do and if we like doing this. So you can't really depend on them to know exactly what they want to do, but you at least need to give them options so they can feel like they have stuff to choose from. And just be supportive of whatever they say they want to do, whether it's hair or anything, stuff like that.
So do you feel that there's enough support out there for you today?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about other young people that's not in your shoes?
I know a lot of people don't have it, but that's when you go to your resources that are around you, whether it's teachers, finding people in your area who do what you want to do and reaching out to them for help. You just have to find people around you if it's not coming from home.
Wonderful. So what advice would you give? Let me say this. Our young ladies today, a lot of them are, let me just call it for what I see. A lot of them are out here chasing after wrong things that belittle them, doesn't show respect. Listen, we all go through a phase in life where we're not all respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say to your young sisters out here today that are out here chasing after a dollar and losing their purpose and their respect of self?
That's just something that starts with them. So they have to realize that that's not good for them. They have to know that I have to do better for myself so I can be better. And that's another thing. They just need people in their ear telling them that they don't need to be doing this. There's other stuff they can be doing. And they have to have people that can teach them, okay, you have to do this and you have to respect yourself this much so other people respect you. Like, it's just, a lot of stuff just needs to be taught.
Mm.
And so, because we're kids, we're not going to know everything. So
That's right.
Feel like a lot of stuff needs to be told to us. And if a lot more stuff was told to us, I feel like there would be less issues. But it's just like, you just have to know. You just have to know, like, self-respect, self-worth. But also, that's something not everybody has, and that doesn't come to a lot of people easy. That's why I say you need people in your circle that's going to tell you and help you with certain things.
So true. So here's my other question. What about our young men? look at that look.
young men, I think...
Yeah, be honest. Just tell them what it is.
I think a lot of times that comes from their environment. I think that comes from their environment and what they see and hear around them. And there's also not enough people in their ear telling them that the things they want to do isn't right. And a lot of times it's their environment. They want to do what they see around them, whether it's good or bad.
So true.
And so I just feel like everybody needs somebody in their ear telling them right from wrong. Whether they listen or not, you need to continue telling them, because nobody's going to listen on the first time. You have to keep, like, you have to repeat yourself sometimes for people to understand, like, you can't do this and there's other opportunities. So I feel like young men, they just take too much to their environment and they don't think about ways I could be better than what's around me. They try to do what's convenient and what helps them the fastest way.
Okay. That's something right there, because so let me say this. Our young men today and our young ladies today, you have a future.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope. But is there a lot of encouragement and to do good within the ranks of your age group, or?
There is, but it depends on the people you surround yourself with.
Okay.
Because if you're hanging with people who are doing the same thing you're doing bad, like, you're not going to get the encouragement you need. to get out of the situation you're in. And then sometimes it takes for an even worse situation to make you realize that's not what you want to be. So I feel like when it comes to being surrounded by people in your age group, you have to surround yourself with positive people and people who aren't living the same lifestyle as you, so you can get different perspectives on things you could be doing and what life's about besides what you're doing. Because if you surround yourself with the same people, you're going to know the same thing. So you have to, like, you just have to explore, meet new people, and just, you have to find other people around you. Because it's not, sometimes it's not good to stick to what you know. You have to find new people, go new places, make new friends.
So That's good. It's good to hear you talking so strong. So give your final comments. What would you say something to the parents, say something to the young ladies and to the young men, something from your heart that you would like to leave them with?
Parents, stick with your kids and trust them. Trust the process. You just have to bear with them because, like I said, everybody's young, so we're learning. So you just have to bear with us and trust that we'll do the right thing off of what you taught us, but that means you also have to teach us stuff. And then, young men and ladies, just explore, do different things, good things, and just use the resources around you and just look for more at all times because you're never going to stop learning.
That's good. Thank you so much. Tell them your name again and tell them to be on the lookout.
My name is Ashton Vaughn, and I'm the CEO of The Nail Room. That's on Facebook and Instagram.
There we go. Thank you, ma'am, and much success to The Nail Room. Big-time entrepreneur right here on Breaking Chains. Pastor Ron hanging out. We're live right here at Taylor Park on Baltimore Street. It's the Never Give Up Youth Workshop. Hang on, we'll be right back. It's your season, YET Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? And I'm taking it off the top,
oh, no,
just like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
God.
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So I ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith working by love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he's blaming it, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it around like a necklace,
yeah.
God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like lights, camera, action. With this cheddar seeing blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. From town to town, I need everybody to get with it. All the walls beat and build time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of business.
I trust them. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush them. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Feel like I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. When that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. He made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is, yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth on me, I got his glow for sure. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving before the horizon. Cause it's my season, see it clear, that's my feel. Now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion. So hear me roar, it ain't no stopping me. I'ma fulfill this prophecy. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ain't no stopping me, no. It ain't no stopping me, no way. It ain't no stopping me, no way. Cause it's my season.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all right, all right. It's your season. God got you. You better believe that. Breaking Chains. It's Pastor Rod hanging out with you, broadcasting live on Baltimore Street at Taylor Park in Mobile, Alabama, the Never Give Up Youth Workshop. And, hey, man, I'm having a great time. Got more guests here this afternoon. Want them to introduce themselves to you. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing? Tell everybody your name.
My name's Makaya. My co-director is Global Starless.
My name is LaVell Willis. Love and bring Texas 260.
Well, listen, Mr. Willis, can you come on over here, man, with that deep voice, man? He's so smooth with it, I tell you. I got to pull him closer, man. He got smooth. Your radio voice better than mine, man. So, clothing line. Clothing line. So, tell us a little bit about you and your clothing line.
I'm currently from Mobile, but I live in Goodall right now. So, my clothing brand is kind of basically like, it's like more like astrology clothing, most likely. So, it's basically like about art within the mystery of what, knowing the unknown. So, like this. What I have on, it's like a zip-up. They say Global Starless Worldwide. That's basically like my logo and name. And it's like the second name I go by. The star and the moon is basically like astrology group. So what made me really want to start my clothing brand is really just, it's kind of different because everybody wanted, like, I was on the phone with one of my friends talking about the clothing brand. So she wanted to start her own business, but I'm being different, just saying that I want to start a clothing brand. So what really made me want to do this because it's like everybody with the same stuff. So it's kind of different that I want to, especially being from Mobile, everybody just wear the same stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why not be different?
Okay. How long you been in business?
I've been in business for like 3 years, but I took a break. I've been doing this since like 2020. So I just started back doing it like in 2023.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Young entrepreneurs. Love it. Love it. So we're going to get back into that in a minute. Tell us about you and your clothing line, young man.
Sessions 360, it's based off of mental health. That's one reason why I named it Sessions 360, because I think mental health is a big problem in the world, and there isn't really a way to fix your mental health like you could fix a broken bone or a sprained ankle or something like that. It's always... it just has to be healed, and once it's, when it's broken again, you just got to keep on rehealing it. So that's why I added the 360s at the end, because it's like a never-ending thing, a never-ending mental.
Wow, that's deep. Y'all got some serious stuff going on. So let's get into these clothing lines. How did you come up with, like, for the astrology? Get into that concept of doing it.
To be honest, the astrology work for it, I really just like astrology in general because I'm kind of like a psych major, and I kind of really like psychology because it's like global warming, like that's a big thing to me because it's like really important. So with that, I'm really inspired by like Jaden Smith because he's like one of the global warming experts. So mm-hmm. he kind of believes in that kind of stuff a little mm-hmm. bit. But really that, it's just kind of based like a scientific way.
Wow. So when you say that, you're a psych major. So when you into mental health too? So what is it about that right there? Let's talk about, I'm going to get back into your businesses, but mental health, our psychological buildup, and even our psychological meltdown that's going on right now. What do you attribute that to?
I really attribute that to really just caring about your mental health because mental health is really like with the business thing, the whole mindset of that, you just don't never give up because if you give up on yourself, you give up on everything because it's part of you.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, about the mental health and all that, I got like a hoodie called, it's called something about, it's got like the world around it with hearts around it and it's a, you're deeper than this, or like I'm coming out with something more with mental healthiness. So it's like with that comes with it. So it's just like I really like to like get into like tapping into people's minds and stuff about that because nobody really talks about mental
mm-hmm.
health anyway.
That's right.
So with that, when that comes with that, it's like building your own brand. It's like it could really tear somebody down. So nobody really thinks about it. They just think about what they can get out of it. And not really the depth of how it'll take you through there mentally.
Mm-hmm. So true. So your line is based on mental health and dealing with mental health too. Let me ask you basically some of the same question. With the mental health that's going on, you see a lot of meltdowns.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to?
Through my experience in college, well, I could say my whole like high school year all the way to college, I didn't had more like meltdowns. Like, it's not able to be count on my fingers. Like,
wow.
I feel like as if like it's very bad. Like, it's just uncontrollable. Like, unstable for most people, and it's definitely unstable for me. That's the reason I started my brand, because I have mental issues myself. So it's just unstable.
So when we talk about mental issues, because you know, to be honest with you, I think that we all go through it. And I think, like you said, nobody talks about it. We don't want to talk about it because there's so much stigma behind it. Oh, something wrong with me, crazy. You know, folks say the wrong things and people shut down. You know, so what is it that is pushing us over the edge? You know, so let me say it like this. Being at my age right now, 55, and growing up, and what I was going through, people don't understand depression. People don't understand when you can't communicate what that leads to. You know, people shut down. So what do you think that we need to do to address these issues and this problem of mental health?
Well, I feel like you should, first off, if you're dealing with somebody that has mental illness or any mental disorder or anything, you need to sit and listen. Because if you don't sit and listen, that person won't feel open up. Like, they won't feel the need to come to you about their problem.
That's true.
And a lot of people, when they go through it, it's like they have to like come down to themselves and talk to themselves about it when they really want to talk to somebody else about it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people push that aside, and it just makes them feel like they're the only ones in the world that's dealing with it.
Wow, that's so true.
Some of them take the accountability of not going to a therapist, because some people think that a therapist just, they might be there to listen, but do they actually care? Some people don't want them to listen if they don't care, so you actually have to care to listen.
And see, and that's the problem right there. A lot of people talk, But, you know, I've always felt that, you know, it's an action. You know, you could say that you listening or when you hear me, but are you listening to me? You know,
most people don't think they care because that's their job.
And that's the problem right there. You get paid to do this. I get paid to sit here and listen to you. Now, what I take out of it and put back into you is a different thing. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of psychiatrists out here, a lot of therapists out here. You know, I'm a behavior specialist. But when I go and talk to young people, I just can't. You know, I got to listen to what you say, but then give you something. I got to give you something that you can use to help. So do you feel that that's being done out there? That people are getting the help that they need?
To be honest, I really don't. I feel like for a certain extent, you got some people that care and some people that don't. Because for that person to come to you, especially if you're going to a therapist or whatever, you have to actually feel that person, not just write, drop down notes about what they're going through. Like, you actually have to be one with that person to know. So when it comes to that, I don't really think so.
Well, how you feel about that?
I think it's a handful of people. I know me myself, I have like ways to like calm like my mental. Like, there's a few people out there, even if they're not willing to go get help from other people, they still try and work and better their own mental self. Because that's not how they want their life to be. Like, always having a bad mental, that's bad. That's bad for them.
So you say you find ways to do help yourself. What do you do? Somebody might need to hear that out there.
I know. I'm going to Bishop in the summer for graphic communications. Graphic is something I'm big on. I've been doing graphic design, drawing, all that stuff all my life. So it's like, that's one big coping skill for me. I know for other people, a coping skill could probably be a game, reading a book, taking hot shower, bath, anything like that. Like, it's coping. Like, I don't think there's nobody out there that doesn't have something that they like to do that calms their nerve. I think it's something that you can find and do to calm your nerve.
Well, so, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
18.
At your age, right now, what is it that got you to that point? If you don't mind me asking.
I had a best friend in middle school. She her 8th grade year, she decided to suicide. And I was best friends with her for a good 6 years. So that just hit me in the spot. And once I got to high school, it just started to hit me more. That's when all the mental issues came in and stuff. And I had to find somewhere to go get help. Because it was at a point where it could turn out real bad. Yeah.
So how are you feeling today?
I feel great today.
You feel like you've got the help that you need?
I do. I think I'm more in control of my thoughts. I know one of my pieces from my clothing brand is called, it's a graphic t-shirt that says thoughts are powerful. At first it was a quote, I decided to put it on the shirt, but it was a quote that I came up with. And I just felt like that's just something real. Like, your thoughts are powerful. Thoughts control the world. The way people think control the world.
Wow. That's good. Powerful. So any words that you would like to leave people with, some positive to help our people out there, because they're definitely listening in. This is something that I'm going to have to bring y'all back on the air and talk about this, because this is a topic that I want to have about mental health. It's something that needs to be discussed. It needs to be addressed and properly approached. You got to approach that properly. You know, you got to be right with that. So, man, what would you like to leave the people before we get out of here? Let them know about your business. And before we go, I will have the information about the clothing line and everything coming up on the podcast this week. I will be giving out that information, but they'll tell you now, but I'll have more for you later.
If you are trying to start your brand and whatever or whatnot, I will say, stay consistent. Never give up on what you believe in or what you want to achieve in your life, because it's always going to be there. The only person that's going to stop you is you.
Yeah, all I gotta say is, like, take initiative to what you want to do. So, yeah, if you don't take initiative into what you want to do, then you're not gonna get nowhere without taking initiative.
So true. So true. In other words, get on your grind, people. Find what you love to do and get into it. Take your mind off things that are unnecessary. We got a lot of work to do out here. We'd like to thank you, young people, for coming on today. And we will definitely have the information about their clothing line and all the information. And we will have them back on the air to talk about mental health with you, all right? 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains on YET Radio.
You know what the Bible say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It say that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And right now I feel stronger than ever.
I got his joy in my heart, like a pot boiling, running over. He delivered me at the top. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause they mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't remember nobody but the devil.
Cup
falling,
it's running though.
Ain't
remember
nobody but the devil.
Cup falling, it's running though.
Ain't remember nobody but the devil. Joyful and it's running over. Cup full and it's running over. Foot on the neck of my opponent. Slay master, yeah, he's the homie. Out of a lion, I was made for this. We gon' make it, call me Data Kid. I'm a soldier all the way with this. May cost me my life, I can't play with this. Bible junkie, feed my faith with this. And every service, fill my plate with this. And I'm subject to the Holy Spirit. On another level, fly away with this. Heaven bound, gotta make a list. My name on the roll, I can't hit and miss. Y'all looking like y'all need real joy. All you churchgoers need to get with this. My aim is to be a giant in the kingdom. That's why every good lies, I gotta beat them. Every wolf in sheep clothing, I gotta see them. Ain't just trying to be like Christ, I'm trying to be them. Be them, be them. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to see them. It's in me like Gatorade. Care for what I do and stay from the AM all the way to the PM. PM, PM, all day. I gotta worship him all day. I gotta report to him all day. That's why I ain't worried about what y'all say. No way. Hey, I'm go like a green light. And I got faith in a chokehold. Throwing big blows in a mean fight. But I ain't mad though, cause I got new life. I got a show in my heart, yeah. Like a pot full and running over. He delivered me at the start, yeah. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't remember nobody but the devil. Ain't remember nobody but the devil.
Nobody, 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 nobody.
Ain't remember nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad at nobody but the devil. How the pot gon' be mad at each other? Tried to take me up, but God would love him. He tried to trick me, but he ain't that clever. Alba took me to another level. Show me who he made me to be in the mirror. Now I'm looking for the man in the mirror. Second Sam when I'm on the stage. Doing shows, getting soul saved. Celebrating like we at a parade. I'm blowing up like they throw the grenade. No Gatorade, but he quenched my thirst. Need a living water, so I put him first. Forget the gal, watch our body diverse. Forget the gal, watch our body diverse. Yeah, body the first. No reason mug, smiling all the time. So my gold shining like all the time. I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
Could've been locked up a long time. Now it's biblical rhyme, line for line. Me moving mountains, I ain't gotta climb. God cold slamming, said the game mine. Just a waste of time. I don't waste time when I'm on a mission. Thumbing through the scriptures, seeking ammunition. Word locked and loaded in my heart to get it. Paint perfect pictures so my lyrics vivid. I dip and dab in the Holy Spirit. Flesh weak, but the spirit willing. I got a show in my heart, like a pot full of running over. He delivered me at the dark. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Just pulling and running, no.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup pulling and running, no.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Ain't
man with nobody but the devil.
Yeah, 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 ye
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Breaking Chains live at the Never Give Up Youth Workshop. We're in Mobile, Alabama. Taylor Park, Baltimore Street. I tell you, man, it's been awesome. Let me tell you something. We got to make sure that we're getting involved with our young people. We're opening the doors for them. That we're training up a child in the way he should go when he's older, we're not depart from it. Because let me tell you something now. We're getting to a place where a lot of our young people are getting lost out here, not in the right areas, not in the right places. And it's going to take you and me and all of us to come together and get this thing done properly. All right? So as I say that, now it's time to turn the mic over as we get come to the end to our boy, I tell you, this boss lady here. Woo. Yeah, well, ma'am. where the husband at? That boss lady there. But Never Give Up Youth Workshop. Let's talk about it and bring in people that put this thing together. Give them a round of applause. I'm going to clap. Say thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing with our young people in the community and staying so busy to bring the light of Christ to them. So introduce yourselves, and let's get into this deep conversation about what this is all about.
I'm Anika Riley.
Michelle Wilson.
And Patrick Riley, the husband to the boss lady.
He said it the truth. Okay, all right. So let's talk about the workshop. Tell us the basis of this workshop and what was the goals, and is enough of this being done in our community for our young people?
It's always a good time to talk about what we did today for our young people. It's never a time where we shouldn't do it, because a lot of our kids right now, we talk about entrepreneurship, leadership, mentors, all of those things today, and the kids got so much information from that, and they really enjoyed themselves, and I don't think it's that you can just stop. I think it's an ongoing conversation. I think things like this need to continue, because we just hit one community, but just against all the community that's in this area here, and we have different organizations that's doing the same thing, so no, it's not a one, you know, stop and done. So it's something that we can continue to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, piggybacking on what Ms. Michelle said is that we need more of this. Do I think that enough? Do I think that it's being done often? Do I think enough of it is being done? I don't think so. I think this is something that should go on continually in our homes, in our churches, and in our communities. Even if you're setting up in a grocery store, it's a conversation to have to engage with young people. But I also say that at the same time, we need to find ways to get our young people to not be chasing fast money and to see these opportunities as a way for them to be successful in life, you know, when they're just looking at videos or just looking at rap music. A lot of times when they see that these opportunities are available, you know, they might look at them as, oh, that's weak or that's lame. You know, I'm not going to something like that. And without encouragement of adults putting them in these spaces, it makes it very hard to reach the masses. But for us today, if we can just reach one person, and like we told them, and then you let that one person spread the word, then we've done our job.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's something about that, because me personally, you know, I get in trouble for saying this, but I don't think that enough of this is done. I think a lot of our young people, the young people that have been on the air today, they are looking for it. And we as adults, we feel that we have the answers for our young people, and we don't have the answers for our young people. They got to tell us.
Right.
Do you feel that we are listening to our young people and paying attention to what their heart's desires are? You know, God got that, but we have a responsibility too.
We do.
Are we paying attention to their heart's desires and their responsibilities?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Some of us are, but then there are a lot of us that's not, you know, because of what the kids are doing now. So it's going to take a lot of us. We said that it takes a village to raise the children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're the village.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be in that position to help them and then find out what it is they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the age they are now, they really don't know. And we are here to guide them, but like you said before, we don't have the answer, but we can try to guide and help them figure out what it is that you're looking for, what avenue
right.
you're trying to take. So if we can do that, that's why I say a yes and no, because some of us do realize, you know, they're looking for something. And that's why you do have a different organization that's trying to help those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have others that say, you know what, that's okay. They have to get out on their own.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or you have some who, I agree with that, you know, yes and no. But I also feel that a lot of times when it comes down to young people, it goes back to how it used to be. Maybe when we were growing up, you know, sit down, shut up, you know, don't you say nothing,
yeah.
you know. And so you never had an opportunity to be able to say anything, to be able to voice your opinion. And a lot of the young people now feel that they do not have a voice. There are things that they want to say. But are they dealing with adults who have an open mind, who have open ears that creates an open heart?
That's right.
You know, because you have ears all day. You can listen to what they're saying, but are you receiving what they're saying? And then we can't always assume as adults that someone else's home is structured the way that our home is.
Right.
You know, and so, and not be so afraid to not say something to one child because you're worried about the repercussions of it.
Wow. You're not saying that.
No, you're not saying
it at all.
When you were talking just now, there's something, because the young people that were just sitting here said the exact same thing. For number one, they don't feel like we listen.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing is the community. We ain't going to that community.
Right.
I don't want to go there. It's too late. Why are they over there?
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that, you know, we say that we're Christians, children of God, but we don't do what God asks us to do? So we're dropping the ball somewhere. And I think, and it's just me, this is what this podcast is all about, breaking those chains. So do you think that we as adults need to address this a little bit better than what we're doing? Because when you talk about, even on the news, you hear the adults telling the children what their problems are,
right.
what they need to do. When are we going to start listening to the children?
Right.
Don't you feel that just because they're young, even the young lady was just sitting a few minutes ago, she said that, you know, we may be young, we don't know everything, and we're put in a position like we have to answer as though
mm-hmm.
we do know everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you feel that our children are put in that position?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times they are, because they don't have, they're never given the opportunity to say or to feel or to even show off whatever it is that they know. And so it's because of that, you know, it's hard for them to express themselves. It's hard for them to say, you know, either here or there. They don't have that. And then how can we judge, supposedly Christians, how can we judge? So we're supposed to be out here talking about Christ, but the one thing we should do without even having to talk about Christ, people should already see it in us. By the time we step
That's
up,
right.
by the time we
mm-hmm.
say anything, just by looking at us,
That's
by
right.
our speech, by our attitude, by the way that we're doing things. And kids watch. And kids are not crazy.
That's
They're
right.
not.
And kids know.
That's right.
And we're they part do. Of the reason why they will not come inside of the church.
That's
they
right.
are. We are.
Yeah.
yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. They are. And they would tell you that, like you said, the young lady just told you that.
Oh, yeah, they're not afraid.
And
no.
it's not, the, this is this generation, not the only generation, it's the generation before them that says the same thing. Because we have to think, for one thing, we have to remember that we were children once before, too.
Right.
So
right.
we haven't always been adults.
Right.
So you got to kind of be understanding where they're coming from and what they're saying, because
right.
we were in that same position, so the cycle has to stop.
That's right.
It has to stop. So if we felt the same way, then we should be able to listen to what they're saying
right.
and understand where they're coming from.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways that they got to be able to listen to, because we have some that would have a deaf ear.
Huh. So true. So true. So where are we now when it comes to, you know, school is about to get out. Well, we got a couple of more weeks, maybe
mm-hmm.
another week, or maybe a week or two before school is out.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel that there are enough things for our young people to do over the summer? Because majority of the time, you know, our kids don't have activities.
Well, I have seen that on like Sage and Dolphin Street, the city has a lot, the city of Mobile has a lot of posters of signs advertising for the different things that they do in the summertime.
Right.
But again, you know, it's a two-way street.
Right.
You can offer it, the people have to receive it, and then they have to do it. Just like with anything that we do in the community, our job is to offer it. And so we have to rely on the students, the youth, we have to allow on the parents, the adults to get the kids there. We have to allow for them to be the adults and say, hey, this is what you're going to do. Now you're not going to sit on the game all day long.
That's right.
You're
going to
do this, that, or the other. So we can't, you know, it's a two-way street.
That's right.
So I think that opportunities are being made, but are they taking advantage of those opportunities?
That's right.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it right there. Yeah. Are they taking, because like she said, it's a lot being offered for the summer.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So yes, they do have things that they can apply. So if they, if the parents would just apply themselves to it, the kids would have something all every day.
Those are saying.
After summer. After summer.
Well, we just look forward to something going on because we definitely need it. And you know, I thank you all for doing what you do because I know that you're always active with our young people. I know that too. And just continue to move forward. And I thank you, ladies. Patty already went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And what final comments would you like to leave our people out there today? Because, listen, there's some people that want to do stuff in the community. They don't know how, don't know the steps to take, don't have the support. What advice would you give them?
I would say reach out. You have an idea of what you want to do and just connect with somebody else. Because everybody know, you know somebody. Somebody knows somebody. And if you don't know that person, they can, and you tell them what you want to do, they can say, well, you know what? I have somebody that's doing the same thing. So if we just all connect, we're working for the same thing. So let's all work together to do that. I would say that.
And I think in my closing, I would like to say that if it's your idea and it's your passion and it's something for you to do, then you go ahead and step out there and you do it. You pray about it and you step out on faith and you do it. God will send you everybody else that you need in order to pull it together. And even if it's just you, he'll equip you with what you need in order for you to get the job done.
Yes, he will. I do know that. I tell you. So
yes,
thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. Take care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of your day. Everybody out there listening, thank you for turning us on. Like I say, the Never Give Up Youth Workshop, you want them to come to your community, give them a call. They'll be happy to pack up and come. We're breaking chains and broadcasting live YAT Radio. Pastor Rod, have yourself a good one. Lord God, we just thank you for all things that you've done, all things you're doing, and things that you're about to do. Watch over us and keep us. Take care of our young people, these sponsors, these organizations. And Lord God, watch us and keep us and lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be blessed, everybody. Have a good one. We out.
What up? Wondering why I act this way, they wondering why I do this,
yeah.
Wondering why I made this change, if you're wondering why I do this, wondering why I go so hard, if you're wondering why I do this, put away my old ways, came out the dark, kinda seen a line, man, I seen a light scaled and fell right off of my eyes, yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere, made that turn around just like a windmill. God will feel knowledge under me like I've been there so clear. And
I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, it's relationship. I love it with the most,
I love it
when traded.
I love it
for nothing.
I love it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Relax. He is my shield and my glory, who can be against me when he's living in me? Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, does anyone feel me? Jesus, my rock and my fortress, hold me down when I go to war with the enemy. Yes, sir, I'm finna get it in. But instead of all, like somebody with a grenade and they full of pins. Praise the world that be living in, but I'm calm as a ring, like a stroke string on a violin. Got another what I represent, G-O-N on my t-shirt, you can see it when I'm stepping in. Man, the spirit of the living God is in here. In my heart, there's somebody stuck a sword up in here. Ain't no fear in me, watch a lion roar up in here. Take out the ground like an eagle and soar up in here. I'ma carry my cross, I'ma just carry it out. It's the end of one else for the Lord up in here. Ain't no need of looking at me cause I'm about mine. He delivered me out of the fire right on time. Cause I could've been, would've been, maybe even should've been. Reaper digging the grace to put us in. But I'm God's son, I belong to him.
sin. The old man dead, can't continue to live in sin. It's over, I'ma give it my all. Saved by grace, I don't live under the law. Got a clean slate, and many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God has delivered us out of them all. Stay tuned. They wondering why I do this, wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this, wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this, wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this, put away my old ways, came out the dark. Kinda seen the line, man, it's been like scale and a bell crying off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God revealed knowledge unto me like I've been there. So clear, and I love it, I love it, I love it. Even though it comes with its struggles, I'ma keep pushing to my purpose. Even go a little bit further. I got a few people that's counting on me. My grandma, she looking down on me. Devil mad cause I changed up. I ain't sipping lean of that love cup. I ain't getting high of that purple stuff. Got a spiritual high when I'm looking up. Thanking God, praising Him, worshiping my Savior. So focused, zoned in, it's authentic. No, no, pretend my destiny. I was born to win cause I was born again with a game plan. Playbook called the Bible. I'm recruiting them but disciples. No gangbang, just revival. I'm killing the flesh, suicidal. Product of my environment. Made it out of that environment. I'ma live testimony. My life gonna inspire me. It's the point that we all must die. Then comes Christ's judgment. So I'ma keep doing this because I love it. Let the world know that He chose me. So I ain't concerned about a trophy. Yeah. Wondering why I do this, wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this, wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this, wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this, put away my old ways, came out the dark. Kinda seen the light, man, it's been like scale and fell right off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God reveal knowledge unto me like I've been there. So clear, I love it, 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 I love it. It's relationship, I love it. With the most I love it. Wasn't traded, I love it. For nothing, I love it. Oh nah. Yeah, yeah,
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.